Greetings, everyone. This is Scott Fulton, president of the Environmental Law Institute, and welcome to the ABACer podcast. It's my pleasure to be with you today to talk with Steve Solo, co-head of the Environmental and Workplace Safety Practice at Catton, Muchin, and Rosenman, about an important conference on workplace safety criminal enforcement coming up next month. This is a one-day CLE conference organized by the ABA section of Environment, Energy, and Resources, where we'll hear from top government representatives about the expansion of criminal enforcement under the Worker Safety Initiative. We'll discuss defensive strategies in the face of Department of Labor and Justice Department cooperation, and highlight tools for managing legal risk and communication during a crisis. This conference will take place on Wednesday, October 26th at the Weston City Center in D.C. A room block is available for the conference. Please check with the ABA website for additional information regarding logistics and arrangements. So let's get to Steve Solo. Steve is a former chief of the Environmental Crime Section at the United States Department of Justice, where he supervised 30 federal prosecutors and oversaw the prosecution of environmental criminal cases nationwide. He previously was a prosecutor with the New York State Organized Crime Task Force. During Steve's tenure at DOJ, I was in leadership positions in EPA's enforcement program and Office of General Counsel, and we got to know each other at that time. So, Steve, it's a pleasure to be with you once again, and welcome.
Thanks, Scott, and it's a pleasure to be with you, and it's great that ELI has brought you in as their president, and I know that actually our conference is the day after the annual ELI dinner on October 25th, and I know there you're going to be honoring former Treasury Secretary Hank Paulson, so we'll be together for the ELI dinner and the next day for this great ABA conference.
Yeah, now let's hope for a big crossover between these events. So, Steve, over the past year, a couple of significant directives have come out of the Department of Justice bearing on enforcement of worker safety requirements. And I understand these directives set the stage for the Environmental and Workplace Safety Criminal Enforcement Conference to be hosted by the ABA on October 26. Can you tell us a little bit about these directives and the conference?
Sure. I mean, the key directive that you're referring to is by Deputy Attorney General Sally Yates, and that was in December of 2015. And she announced the nationwide initiative to expand criminal charges in the cases where the government believes that there was violations of worker protection laws. And this new approach is designed to mix environmental and workplace safety prosecutions together in order to enhance, actually, quite frankly, the sanctions available to the government, which, as you know, on the OSHA side are very limited, and on the environmental criminal side are quite expansive. And so it's a first-of-its-kind program to examine that initiative that just came out in December of last year, in which the Deputy Attorney General had said that they're really looking to bring criminal cases against those they think have broken the law and, in their view, are jeopardizing worker health and safety.
How do you think these issues will impact regulated industries?
Well, in the December memo, you know, she urged prosecutors to look for environmental violations in cases where there were workplace safety violations. And the government seems to be proceeding on a theory that if a company violated a workplace safety law, they've also probably violated an environmental law as well. And that's appealing to prosecutors, as you know, because the penalties for environmental crimes and other traditional criminal charges are far more severe, including individual prison sentences of 5 to 20 years or more.
Can you tell us which agencies have a natural connection to worker safety issues? It should be seen as a part of this enforcement effort?
Sure. Under the plan as laid out by Deputy Attorney General Yates, the Justice Department's Environment and Natural Resources Division and the U.S. Attorney's Offices, all 93 U.S. Attorney's Offices, are going to work with Department of Labor's OSHA offices, the Mine Safety and Health Administration, the Wages and Hours Divisions, and the Office of the Solicitor to identify and then promote the investigation and prosecution of these cases. Obviously, the Environmental Protection Agency's Criminal Investigation Division, the FBI, state and local law enforcement authorities may get involved as well. In fact, interestingly, as a result of her announcement, what we've seen around the country is some state and local law enforcement agencies creating their own parallel workplace safety criminal enforcement offices, either to work independently or in collaboration with the federal government. And Deputy Attorney General Yates has asked every U.S. Attorney's office in the country to appoint a liaison whose job it is to review these criminal referrals.
Do you see this joint effort to develop OSHA criminal enforcement cases with DOJ as new? In other words, will there be a long time before this ramps up?
It's a great question because, you know, sometimes the government makes an announcement or something and you can kind of say, well, that will take a while. But in fact, here, this announcement came after, I would say, almost a decade worth of work that has been done inside the government to create a program to increase criminal prosecution in connection with health and safety standards in the workplace. And so early in the 2000s, the Environmental Crimes Section began working to combine the resources of DOJ, EPA, OSHA, the FBI, and there has been training provided to literally thousands of Department of Labor inspectors to give them sort of a sense of what should I look for if I'm looking for a potential environmental violation.
What else will the conference cover, you think?
Well, as you know, back in September of 2015, there was an announcement by Deputy Attorney General Yates also relating to the focus on individual accountability in the case of corporate criminal investigations. And what she said in September was that what some people thought is either a new position or restating an old position, that in cases that involve potential corporate misconduct, it was the position of the Department of Justice that prosecutors had to seek out and determine whether it could find individuals to hold culpable. And what's interesting, and what will be talked about at this conference, is the fact that she did not limit that instruction to criminal cases. And so one of the interesting issues, I think, for regulated community as a whole is the fact that she actually said civil and criminal. And so we may be looking at situations where the government in a civil enforcement action may actually seek to pursue an individual.
Well, who will be speaking at the conference?
So on that last issue, John Cruden will be present, who, as you know, is the current Assistant Attorney General of the Environment Division and has long been part of the leadership of that division and has been very involved in promoting this initiative. The current section chief in the Environmental Crimes Section, Deborah Harris, will be there. The chairperson of the Chemical Safety Board, Vanessa Allen Sutherland, will be there, along with some current and former federal prosecutors, and Judy Smith, who was a crisis manager who was the inspiration for the TV series Scandal. We'll actually talk a bit about managing communication during a crisis, which should be fascinating. We're going to have a lot of experienced in-house counsel and defense attorneys, including people who were involved in the recent Deepwater Horizon trials. And they'll be talking about things like how to prepare to respond to investigations like this, where there are multiple areas of inquiry, how to deal with the potential for the government to enforce internal company standards as crimes, and so forth.
So we'll be talking about increased criminal liability, looking for options for individual liability, the application of different tools to worker safety violations. Who do you think would be the ideal person to attend this conference?
I mean, I really do think that in-house counsel in particular, who either general counsels or folks who have sort of ambit over the area of environmental health and safety, obviously private practitioners, government attorneys, anyone whose work really interacts with criminal enforcement of either environmental or workplace safety law, I think would be interested in this program because we are now in a new way seeing them combined by the government into a single enforcement program. I think also the fact that the Deputy Yates memo from September applies in civil cases. I think John Cruden may have something to say about how that applies in the case of civil enforcement. So I think it will be of value because we are really dealing in some new territory, and we're fortunate that we have people within the government and with direct experience who are ready to talk about these issues.
Great. Well, any final thoughts about the objectives of the conference, Steve?
I mean, Tom Kelly at Denton's, who has helped me put this together, and I, we sort of picked this conference up from the original conference of the two of the former chiefs of the Environmental Crime Section, Judd Starr and Jerry Block, who started their conference many years ago. And what we were hoping was that we could really bring that conference forward with the ABA's help into the future. And for this one, I think for companies, it will be helpful in trying to understand the sort of new face of regulation and enforcement. I think it's also going to be really interesting to hear from the government and to hear how the government is going to address the very different kind of enforcement this represents. You know, what you and I grew up on in terms of environmental enforcement was kind of binary. You either had a permit or you didn't. If you had a permit, you either complied with it or you didn't. And depending on various other factors that may or may not have winded up as a more stringent criminal enforcement case. Here in the area of worker safety, the way the law is set up is far more of a narrative. So you're required to implement a good engineering practice. Well, in the aftermath of an unwanted event, if the government decides that good wasn't good enough, will they be able to convince a jury that that was a crime? And we're going to be talking a bit about how that might play out in these cases, and I think it'll be very interesting.
Mm. Well, it's an important issue, and the conference couldn't come at a better moment. Wish you the best with it, and thank you very much, Steve. It was a pleasure chatting with you today.
Well, it's a pleasure chatting with you, and don't forget, Scott, that you're the closeout speaker for our conference, and so I'm going to be depending on you to tile these loose ends together into a perfectly coherent package at the end that everyone will understand perfectly. So I'm really glad you're involved, and I really appreciate it.
My pleasure, Steve. All right, be well.
All right, you too.
This program is produced by the ABA Section of Environment, Energy, and Resources. For more information about our conference and about our section, please visit our website at www.americanbar.org/environ.